Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your Dunamos Life. I'm Catherine Pearson, discerning childbirth educator and wellness coach here at Dunamos Center Ministries in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Here at Dunamos Center Ministries, our mission is to bring praise, honor, and glory to God by building Christ-centered, heart-connected marriages, births, and families who have deeper relationship with God and each other. And I am not joined by Dr. Pauline today. She is taking a little well-deserved vacation. She is actually out of the state, enjoying some time with friends and family. So today with me, I have my husband.
Yay!
Jeff Pearson.
I'm Jeff Pearson. I'm also, Catherine and I teach the childbirth classes together, and I'm also a co-producer for this awesome radio show, Your Dunamos Life. So here I am today.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
So glad you could join me.
Yay.
So I'm not just sitting here talking by myself.
Since I know how much you enjoy doing that.
Talking to myself.
Right. Sure.
So, Jeff, I was just reading our mission statement, and part of it is to have Christ-centered, heart-connected marriages, births, and families.
Right.
Who have deeper relationship with God and each other. And so part of what we want to talk about today is having that connection with, having that family connection.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That, you know, we talk about in our mission statement. You know, we have three kids.
Yes.
The oldest is 12. We have a 9 and a 6.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some experience parenting by now.
A little bit. Sure. Yes.
So that is, you know, kind of where we're going to be drawing some of our discussion from. And, you know, Jeff, another point is that a lot of times Dr. Pauline and I, in our radio shows here, we talk about marriages and how important it is for, you know, husbands and wives to stay connected to each other and stay connected to God and just, you know, obviously we know that that's of utmost importance.
Right.
But today we want to take that To me, I want to take it to the next step. You know, that next step to me is when you have kids is to have connection with them as well.
Yes, definitely.
To have heart connection with your children. And, you know, we want our kids' hearts to be connected, you know, not necessarily to things of the world, but primarily we want them to be connected to us as their parents.
Right. Yes, definitely.
And so, you know, there's lots of things that can draw our kids' hearts.
Now more than ever. Yeah. It's terrifying.
Right.
Out there it can be. Yeah.
Right. There's TV and there's tablets and iPads and iPhones and, and you know, not to mention friends and, you know, we want kids to have good connections with their friends, but first and foremost, we want those connections to be with mom and dad.
Absolutely. I've heard it said that no matter what they say, your kids, your middle schoolers, your high schooler, whatever, they can say whatever they want about, oh, well, I don't listen to you. My friends are a bigger influence. No. Your parents are still, I know there's studies out there that talk about this. I can't cite them right now, but that even no matter what they say, the parents are still the biggest influence in their life. And so you gotta know that and embrace that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We definitely want to promote that.
Definitely.
And strive for it. So just to real quick say that you can, you know, Jeff and I have shared our full story about how we came to do counseling with Dr. Pauline and how, you know, how that progressed. So check out our archives for the full show. But Jeff is going to give us a little bit of recap on how we came to meet Dr. Pauline and go through counseling with her.
Yeah, so it was 2008. We met her through, I think it was my sister that referred us to this counseling. Wouldn't stop talking about it, so we said, okay, all right, our marriage is fine, but we'll do it. Famous last words, right? Yeah. So we came to the counseling with Pauline in 2008 and went through it, and it was hard, and it was awesome, and it was life-changing, And after that, Pauline said later, she said, it was just, God was just bugging me in my ear that he said, those are your childbirth educators, those guys, Jeff and Catherine, they're the ones. So she approached us about it, and she said, don't answer right now, pray, connect with Jesus, just like you've learned in the counseling, and tell me what you think after you hear from him. So we did, and he said yes, and so we said, okay, let's do it. And then and we had two children at the time, Elizabeth and Nick, and we thought we were done. And then as soon as we said yes and told Pauline we'd go for it and do the classes, God said, now you get to, you know, practice what you're going to be teaching. You're pregnant. So we had our third Kasha. But in the process, we got to practice everything that we were going to be teaching in the classes and everything like that. The connecting to Jesus was good practice with that, and it was mm-hmm. it was awesome. So mm-hmm. then, you know, fast forward a few years, here we are. We're still here. We're doing the childbirth education thing. We're doing the radio show thing, and
yeah, it's been a really amazing journey. And I think back too to some of those times in the counseling session with Dr. Pauline where we learned just amazing tools and techniques to connect first to each other's hearts.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was life-changing in itself.
Still is.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're still married.
Yeah.
We're still here. But, yeah, it's been awesome. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, to be able to use those tools and it's amazing how it works and how it's been life-changing in our marriage.
Yeah, definitely.
But we've also realized that these are tools and techniques that we've been able to apply in situations with our children. And to be able to look at the kids in a situation, and they may be what I would call, you know, acting out. They would be
throwing a fit. Doing something, yeah.
Yeah. Emotional, crying, breaking down.
Over seemingly nothing.
Oh, yeah. Over what seems to be something small.
Right.
But it's been in those moments when we've been able to reach back to the counseling techniques and mm-hmm. ask ourselves, and ask Jesus maybe even in a quick moment, God, is this child acting out because of, you know, something that's truly maybe a disciplinary issue? Or is this a child that is had some sort of core pain, some sort of pain in their heart that's been stepped on that we need to address in a more gentle way?
Right. Yeah, because if it is a heart pain and you treat it like a disciplinary thing, that's not going to help. And you're just going to rehash it every time, and it's going to come back to haunt you every time, and it's not going to get better.
Right. So, it's going to hurt that child more than if you can gently say, okay, let's deal with maybe what the heart issue is here so that they don't have, you know, ongoing lifelong heart pain over whatever this issue is.
Let's deal with it now when it's small.
Yeah.
So that we don't have to deal with it later in high school or something when, you know, we're getting an unfortunate phone call at midnight or something, you know. Tackle it now when they're 12, 8, and or 12, 9, and 6, yeah.
Right. So there's been instances, can remember, too, our oldest especially, we've had the most experience of, mm-hmm. you know, going through this process of saying, okay, let's deal gently with this child. I think this is more of a heart pain issue. This is more of an emotional issue than just a rebellious or behavioral disobedience right. kind of thing. So
right, and we get to practice it more because she's almost a teenager. So yay!
Yay!
Yay! Yeah.
No, we may come across sounding a little reluctant, but it's been a joy, you know, to be able to walk her through that. And I don't know about you, Jeff, but I feel like when we have recognized those times and we've been able to deal with a child's heart gently, you know, and be able to take care of the the heart pain that they're experiencing,
right.
I feel like we've had a way better response from the child as to how they handle the situation.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, because then they're feeling more listened to and more heard and more accepted. And listened to is the biggest thing, I think. They're feeling like we actually listened to them and understood what the heck they were trying to express to us. And if you treat it the wrong way, they're going to think you're just ignoring them, which is not good. Nobody likes to be ignored. So
right, or causing more heart pain.
Right. One thing that I think about is that we went through the counseling, so we learned that on how to recognize those signs and signals and triggers and everything in each other, which is huge, which is great, which still serves us well to this day and always will, I'm sure. But that also translates to the children, too. We're able to recognize those signals in them when they don't even know it's going on. You know, they don't know that they haven't been through the counseling because they're kids. So they don't know the pain words to associate with what they're feeling. So if we can say, I know you're upset, I know you're crying, or is it because you're feeling left out? Or are you feeling not, you know, not listened to? What, you know, just kind of go through some of those. You know your kids pretty well, hopefully. And so you can go through and just list some of them, and it's like you're psychic. They go, yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. How did you know that?
Right.
So, and then it goes really smooth from there because you've addressed the actual issue. So.
Yeah. You were mentioning those pain words that they may not even be able to verbalize themselves.
Right.
But like you said, if you give some examples of what might possibly be happening, then they're able to recognize, oh, yeah, that is what I'm feeling.
Well, and examples of when we have had, I mean, they see, they're smart. Kids soak up more than we ever give them credit for. So even when they're little, I mean, Elizabeth was what, eight? Or no, four. That was 8 years ago. She was like four or five when we went through this. And she could tell. I mean, they sense things that we go through. So they're going to know, you know, they see us going through it. So it's better that they see that and see us figure it out with these tools.
Yeah.
You know, and then when we come to them with that, it's not like, whoa, what you doing?
Yeah, there's been times when you and I have said, okay, children, mommy and daddy need a few minutes to talk through some issues that are going on.
Right.
And we don't go into specifics necessarily with them, no. but they recognize, okay, mommy and daddy need some time really to deal with a serious issue, so we'll give that to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been, for the most part, they're very good at being able to, you know, give us some time.
Yeah.
And so then when we come to them and say, okay, let's spend a little time dealing with an issue, they can see that we spend time together, and then we also give them time as well.
Right. They're more receptive to that because they see that we do that with each other. And, well, and sometimes I'm a little more blunt than you are with them and say, hey, if mom and dad aren't okay, then you and I aren't okay. I love her first. So we need to deal with something, and then we'll deal with you. You know, we'll be okay. And they know it. They know who I am and how I am. And so they love it when they know that. It's nice to know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave them in the dark.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, I think this is a good time to take a quick break in our discussion and give some contact information.
Great. Okay. So if you would like to reach us, there are many, many ways to do that. You can go to Facebook, which is where everybody seems to be hanging out nowadays. We are under Dunamas Center Ministries there, and Dunamas is spelled Dunamas. Twitter, @YourDunamasLife. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, search Your Dunamas Life, and we'll be right there, and you can go search through archives of many, many, many shows that you can listen to there. You can email us at dunamaslife@dunamascenter.com, or you can call us. We love to hear from people on the phone, too. I know not a lot of people like phone calls now, but we do. 719-231-7183 is our phone number, so we'd love to hear from anyone and everyone.
That's right. And another reason to pick up that telephone and give us a call is to schedule a heart-connected marriage intensive with
Absolutely.
Dr. Pauline.
Heck yeah.
So, you know, we've been talking about the results that we've had from going through counseling with her. So if you like what you hear, give her a call and set it up. And she does an amazing job of being able to find those heart pains within yourself and your spouse and being able to break down what's causing those and teach each spouse to care, to really care for those pains that they see in their spouse.
Right. And really, who would be so crazy as to say we have the perfect marriage? You can always improve. So, I mean, we thought we were great. We thought we were doing awesome before we came to the counseling, and we had no idea. So there's always room for improvement. Your husband or wife will love you for it afterwards. So it's good stuff.
Absolutely. Okay, so to jump back into our topic about parenting with heart-connected tools, another thing that I want to discuss, Jeff, is sometimes when we have dealt with our kids or needed to deal with our kids on a heart issue, to be transparent, there have been times when I've recognized it and I have tried to have a conversation with a child, you know, and tried to take care of that pain. But for whatever reason, maybe it was because I caused it, or maybe I couldn't relate to it the right way, but I just couldn't reach that particular issue. And I was trying to care, thinking particularly of sometimes with Elizabeth, when I would try to care for her and what her heart pain was, but it just wasn't working and she was not responding.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, and part of it, I know a lot of people have a lot of fixes. There's a lot of books out there that say, oh, do these five things and you'll be good to go, you know. And I know personality is one thing that a lot of people like to go to with that. But I think part of the reason that it is a good starting point. If personalities are similar, sometimes that means that that child and that parent can relate better because they have similar things that they feel about certain situations because of their personality. Elizabeth and I, good, bad, or indifferent, are very much alike. And some days it's great, some days it's not. But in order to relate to her on a heart issue, it's awesome because I get it. And I know what she's feeling with it personality-wise. And if she's hurting about something, I get it. Nick is a little hard for me to relate to, but you guys are really similar in a lot of ways that we are not. So you're right. It's definitely, take that into consideration. It's not the cure-all, but it definitely can help.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it's true that our son and I are a little bit more similar in personality. And so there's times when I've been able to talk with him, too, and break down heart pains and see what's going on. And that's been hugely beneficial.
Yeah.
And I find it, for those that are listening that are maybe single parents, I feel for you and I pray for you because it can be a struggle. Only have one parent in the house and try and deal with multiple personality children.
Oh, yeah.
I am so thankful and I thank God and praise God for that we have, you know, a marriage where, you know, we're both working together. Mm-hmm. To take care of, you know, not only ourselves and our hearts, but to take care of the children too, to be able to to have that diversity. You know,
to be able because one person might be able to do that and one person might just be done.
There's been times when I'm like, I need a break from this situation.
Yep. Gonna go ground myself, go to my room.
I know, give myself a timeout.
Exactly. Give myself a timeout. Mommy's going to timeout. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's nice to be able to tag team and step in there.
Definitely.
So, and maybe that's a quick point too, that if you are married but you're considering divorce, really, really consider what that's going to do for your kids. And I would really encourage you to, again, maybe come in and see Dr. Pauline.
Yep.
And just really prioritize being able to stay together. You know, I don't like to say stay together for the sake of your children, but there is a little bit of an element to stay together so that you can both co-parent on the same team.
Well, it's funny because a lot of people, I mean, I hear people say all the time, you know, and you listen to it on the radio and you hear it in just conversation on a daily basis. People say, well, oh, well, you know, somebody recommended this book and it didn't help me at all. Somebody recommended this counselor. It didn't help at all. And well, you know, nothing is a catch-all. Nothing is a fix everything in one fell swoop. All you're getting, I mean, I say all, but all you're getting, you know, I'm saying that wrong probably. That's not a very good phrase to use. But what you get with the counseling here is tools. You're getting tools. Because you don't come here once a week for the rest of your life. It's not that kind of thing. You're getting tools, and if you don't use them, then no amount of once a week for the rest of your life counseling is going to help you anyway, because you're not willing to change. So you got to come in open to that, and you know, and that's good. Because there's no catch-all, this is like the best of all worlds, because in our humble opinion, it's a kind of a custom fit for anybody for everybody that comes in. So
right, it's yeah. Really cool. So maybe let's talk a little bit about those tools. We've been using the word tools and techniques all show, and so
what does that mean?
Yeah. So maybe let's give a few quick examples. One of them that I can think of is first and foremost to stay calm.
Yeah.
And not overreact or react defensively to what the other person is experiencing. You know, we learn that in a marriage or counseling setting. And part of what that looks like is to, you know, the other person may say, well, you're making me feel this way. And at first, you've got to just stay calm and, okay, I recognize that I'm making you feel that way.
Right.
You know, and just instead of reacting harshly or rashly or defensively, stay calm and just let the other person feel what they're feeling.
Right. I mean, God has a lot to say about that kind of stuff too. I mean, it's like, don't, you know, in Colossians, he talks about fathers, don't provoke your children, you know, or they'll become discouraged. Or I don't know, that's the first one that pops into my head, but that's, you know, it's like, don't overreact, because if you're calm, then you have time to think too.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need that time to think a little bit, and then you can collect yourself and then talk rationally with them and be calm.
Yeah.
Calm is good.
Yeah, definitely. And we were talking earlier too about vocabulary.
Yeah.
And that's another tool that you would learn, that you would receive from doing the marriage counseling with Dr. Pauline. She has a full 8.5 by 11 page, you know, piece of paper that is just chock full of various emotional feelings.
Yeah.
You know, you can feel discouraged. You can feel not listened to. You can feel
left out, whatever. Yeah, just angry. Angry is pretty general, but that's on there. Mm-hmm. It breaks it down. There's five or six, you know, words that everybody uses. You know, I'm upset, I'm happy, I'm mad, I'm angry, I'm, you know, sad, whatever. But beneath the surface, there's dozens of words that more accurately describe that kind of stuff. And that's what that's part of what the counseling does, is it trains you to use those words because it's more specific and it gets to the more specific heart pain that you need to address.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and so, you know, again, like we're to reiterate a little bit what we were talking about earlier, sometimes with kids, you need to, I'm not going to give my, you know, 12-year-old or my 9-year-old this whole big page of words.
No.
You know, and make them look
through
one.
It. Yeah. In the moment, that's not the way to go.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But as a parent, you know, if you've learned those,
right,
you know, and expanded your vocabulary, it can help to, for the parent to suggest,
right,
are you feeling this way? Are you feeling that way? Explore those different emotional.
Definitely.
Emotional levels.
I still have that. I still have our book from our counseling next to our, you know, close, not next to our bed, but close.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I still reference that often, you know, because those words are great, because I don't remember them all. I can't memorize all those 200 words or whatever is on that page. That's a lot.
But sometimes you get to a place where you're thinking, I'm upset about something, and I can't pinpoint why, so let me look at this list. And as you look through it, you go, ah, that's what it is.
Bing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what I'm feeling.
Right.
So kids grow into preteen, teen years. I don't think it hurts to, you know, to maybe show her that list. And
oh, heck yeah.
When the time's right, have her learn that.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Definitely.
You know, also, I want to touch on the show is called Your Dunamis Life, and so I want to address quickly, you know, why we think this applies to being a Dunamis life.
Right.
And you mentioned the scripture in Colossians about not exasperating or frustrating our kids because, you know, they'll be discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is in Proverbs.
Yep.
There's another good scripture there. Do you have... Go ahead and read that.
Which one? What are we talking?
The Proverbs 15.
Okay, yep. The wrathful man stirs up strife, but he who's slow to anger eliminates contention. So just be calm. Don't stir up something that doesn't need to be stirred up.
Yeah, and how that relates to our kids is if we can, you know, try and keep our heads about us and not fly off the deep end and, like we said, react harshly or...
Right.
Or exasperate our children, we will have a much better response.
Well, and that's, I mean, I hear people relating to that, but I hear people say, well, oh my gosh, my kids, oh, they're driving me crazy. My teenager's going to drive me to drink. It's going, you know, it's going nowhere. I can't figure out how to talk to them. Fix them. Let me bring them to you. Let me bring you to, they need counseling.
Yeah, you know, your counselor, you fix them.
Exactly, you fix, there's nothing wrong with me. But, you know, here, fix my kids. And I've heard Pauline say it before, and I've said it to people before. Bring me the marriage. Bring me the marriage, and let's address that. And once we address the marriage, I'm guessing some of that stuff with the kids is going to work itself out. But if it doesn't, then we'll address that. But first, let's address the marriage. So that's it all comes back to that, you know, really.
Yeah.
I mean, because the kid's got to draw from something.
So true.
And if we're empty, there's nothing to draw from.
Right.
So.
Right. But if mom and dad are caring for each other,
yep.
That allows mom and dad to have more emotional, I don't know, space.
Yeah. No, you've got more to give.
Yeah. To be able to give and to care about what's going on with the kids. Because they have, you know, they have their own, you know, precious little hearts that we want to take care of.
Exactly.
And it really should be, it should start with mom and dad, you know, doing their best to reach and care for those kids and what they're going through.
And when they see that, then they're going to be healthier too.
Yeah, so. And they're going to want to stay connected with us through preteens and teens. And
right. And start as young as you can. It's never too late, but start as young as you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So
I just want to wrap up really quick, you know, by saying, Jeff, thank you so much for being here and joining me and talking about this subject with me.
Good stuff.
Yeah, and I want to remind our listeners that we are donation supported. We would love to be able to offer this counseling for all parents, you know, and all couples that would like it, but sometimes finances restrict people. But if some people are able to give more, then we're able to provide this to more and more people. So we would welcome your donations, and you can go to the website, which is dunamiscenter.com, and give a donation there. So I am Catherine Pearson.
And I'm Jeff Pearson.
And thank you so much for listening.